with 4 tackles for a loss, including as well as 1 sack. USA Patriots, just 1 tackle for a loss on the night. 4 Lakers, led by tackling with Colton Oyavide. With 4 tackles, including 1 tackle for a loss for 2 yards. Mason Williams, 3 tackles, including 1 tackle for a loss for a yard. Blake Smithers, 3 tackles, 1 tackle for a loss for 6 yards. Logan Collison-Russell, 2 tackles on the night. Ethan Wisner, 2 tackles and 1 tackle for a loss. And Garrett Bowles, 1 tackle and 1 sack for 8 total yards on the night. On defense, for the USA Patriots, Jeremiah Hahn leads the way out of the secondary with 4 tackles for the Patriots. Chase Payne, 3 tackles and the only tackle for a loss for the red, white, and blue tonight. Jacob Nimtz and Keegan Bixman each with 3 tackles in that first half for the Patriots. Walker Foley, Connor Kettle, Danny Krzyzewski, Kirkland Krzyzewski each with 2 tackles. Then Braylon Ballard, Nehemiah Parmenter, Garrison Dyer, Justin Hunt, and Dakota Miller each with 1 tackle through 24 minutes.
And that kind of backs up what I just said, because you're looking at 1, 2, 3, 4 tackles for loss, a sack for the Laker defense versus 1 short tackle for loss for the USA defense. So you're seeing a Laker offense that's getting that 2 and 3 and 4 yards on their worst place, where you're seeing USA lose 5 on a sack, lose 3 on first down, lose 2 on first down. That creates second down and 12. That's not where any Greater Thumb Conference team wants to be on second down. And they got away with it in the first quarter. That third down and 10, and we saw Connor Gettle take that handoff and go for 15 or 19 in back-to-back runs. But otherwise, they've been on the field punting. And if that's going to continue, Lakers is going to score again in the third quarter, score again in the fourth, and you're going to see them kind of run away. But this game is still very close, even though the statistics tell you Lakers is handling this game right now. So a very important job for the USA Patriots is make a couple adjustments, and I think it's a must-score situation right out of the gate to get back to even in this game.
When we return, we'll have your second half action right here on the WLW Sports Network in 4 minutes right here on Sports Radio 102.1, home of the WLW Sports Network, being powered by Ager Valley Services. At the half, Lakers leads USA 14-8.
Speed, defending, and protecting are important characteristics of a winning football team. At DS Services of Cass City, your source for everything grain storage related, we can help you speed through harvest, defend grain quality, protect your profit, and even add more margin to your bottom line. Whether it's a small grain bin on the farm or a commercial storage facility, minor repairs to complete new grain systems, or the replacement parts you need, we can help. Need a lift? 3 mobile cranes and certified operators can also handle any truss job or lifting need. Visit dsservicesinc.com or call 989-872-3318.
Clark Ramsey here, and I'm being joined by Sure Senior Living Manager, Matt Raymer.
Hi, Clark.
Not everyone realizes the full capabilities of Sure Senior Living right here in the Thumb.
You're right. We have 3 different living communities at 3 different levels. Independent living, we have Country Bay Village. Assisted living, Country Gardens. And then for 24-hour nursing care, we are proud to have long-term care.
In your opinion, what's the biggest benefit of living in one of Sure's 3 senior living communities?
Honestly, it's a variety of things. Convenience, quality of living, and peace of mind. Our residents don't have to worry about home maintenance, mowing the lawn, doing laundry in the basement, and the big one, shoveling snow in the winter.
So, how can everyone find out more about Sure Senior Living?
The best place to start is to go to the senior living section on sure.org. We have a lot of information available on there for your convenience.
So that's sure.org/senior living. Or just go to the services tab and click on senior living.
Whether you're interested in Country Bay Village, Country Gardens, or long-term care, check it out and see what kind of great resource we have right here in our own backyard.
That's sure.org/senior living. Sure Senior Living. Better health. Better life.
Here's how to have a happy house hunting. Call on Tri-County Realty of Sebring. If you're looking to buy or sell, don't look for outside help. Dale Bozeman at Tri-County Realty has the latest up-to-date listings and a great knowledge of fair price values of properties throughout the Thumb area and beyond. Tell Dale your requirements as to price, neighborhood, and size, and Dale will find it. With years of real estate experience and loyalty, you'll love Tri-County Realty service. So if you're looking to buy or sell, call on Dale Bozeman at Tri-County Realty in Sebring at 989-883-3130, where they love saying sold.
North Star Bank's team of experienced ag lenders understand the business of farming. They know you work hard in the field, so they work hard for you at the bank, creating customized financial solutions for your agribusiness. Their team has a strong history of lending to farmers in our communities with operations of all shapes and sizes. They know the unique obstacles farmers face in our communities and are eager to support the needs of your agribusiness. Whether you're looking to buy equipment, expand your operation, take advantage of a new opportunity, or manage day-to-day expenses, North Star Bank's ag lenders will work closely with you to create a plan that meets the needs of your agribusiness. They offer multiple products and services with competitive rates. Decisions are made locally, so they follow market conditions and changes. Contact your local North Star Bank branch to speak to one of their experienced ag lenders today. North Star Bank, guiding the way. Loans are subject to credit approval. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
About ready to kick things off for the second half here from Laker Country. The Lakers leading the USA Patriots 14-8 at the half. Let's take a look at other area scores here. Last we heard, Algonac and Marlette tied with 14 apiece at the end of the first quarter at halftime. Sandusky leading Ubley 22-8. With a win, Sandusky would win the Greater Thumb East. Cass City leading Harbor Beach 22-0 at the half. Carroll in Vassar. Carroll leading Vassar at halftime 20-16. And Bad Axe leading Reese at halftime in Reese, 14-7. And Deckerville leading Kingston 30-0 at halftime. Ready to kick things off as the USA won the toss to begin this game, elected to defer to the second half, so they will be receiving Logan Collison Russell's kick at the 23-yard line by none other than Connor Gettle. He gets across the 35 and falls forward to the 37-yard line, where USA will start on offense, trailing by 6 points, 14-8, 11:56 left in the third.
An opportunity for Connor Gettle to get the ball in his hands other than when he's at quarterback, and he's able to give them decent field position. But as we said at halftime, if you're here and you're listening or watching this game at home, this game has that feel that Lakers has total control. USA can totally take that away by winning that coin toss and deferring to the second half. This drive is very important to set the pace for this second half. A three and out might be devastating for the USA Patriots.
First and 10 from the 36. A handoff to Braylon Ballard to the left side, Walker Foley. And he gets out for absolutely no gain of the play. Tackle made by number 78, Blake Smithers, defensive tackle, 6'2", 265-pound senior for the Lakers. Second down and 10.
Yeah, and if you're going to run to that side of the field, he is a house over there. And he even will switch sides at times with 76. And he's another big fella. That's Luke Brown, 6'3", 270, pretty equal in size. He looks like he's manning up that right side on this play. So if you're going to run at those tackles, those big defensive ends of the Lakers, it almost takes two guys to block and move them out of the way.
Working off the left hash, left or right across your radio, are the away USA Patriots now coming out in the spread formation. Connor Gettle in the shotgun as a running back on to his right, two wide set on each side. Braylon Ballard on the lead blocker. Connor Gettle rolling to the near sideline, and he's going to be brought down for a loss in the backfield. Way back to the 31-yard line, tackled inbounds by Ethan Wisner in the backfield. A loss of 6 on the play, back to their own 31.
Excellent defensive coverage there by the Lakers. I like what Coach Hahn does there. He rolls the pocket to allow that pressure to kind of defeat itself. The Lakers continue in pursuit. There is nobody open downfield, and that's where a quarterback with inexperience doesn't learn the lesson there. There's nobody there. It's an opportunity to maybe throw it down the sideline, but out of bounds. You can't do it intentionally. I get that, but he has a receiver coming out here. You could kind of throw it in that direction, get rid of it. Instead, he takes a huge loss on second down, brings up third down and 15, and almost forces your hand to run that shotgun formation again.
Same formation, this time working off the right hash. Connor Gettle in the shotgun, Braylon Ballard to his left. Two wide each way. High snap, he brings it in somehow. Screen pass to the far sideline. It is caught. Positive yards for number 5, Jeremiah Hahn. Close to the first down marker. Regains a lot of that 15 yards, but it looks like he's short by about 3. We'll set up a 4th down and 3 And USA might be going for this one.
This gives them an opportunity to at least have that conversation, but Connor Gettle makes an absolutely excellent play. That ball is over his head, and he does a nice job tipping it up in the air. He catches it and then is able to step into it and throw and hit Jeremiah Hahn over by the sideline on a strike, which gives Hahn the ability to look upfield. He makes a guy miss in open field.